Wildfires in South Korea have intensified, doubling in size within a day, and are now being described as the country's worst natural disaster, with at least 26 fatalities reported and historic temples destroyed. The blazes, which originated in the central Yuesong County, have consumed over 33,000 hectares, 81,500 acres, marking the largest single forest fire in South Korea's history. The previous record was set in March 2000, with 24,000 hectares affected. We are nationally in a critical situation with numerous casualties due to the unprecedented rapid spread of forest fires, Acting President Han Duck-soo stated during a government response meeting. In response to the crisis, the military has released stocks of aviation fuel to support firefighting helicopters, which are crucial in tackling the flames across the mountainous terrain of the southeast. More than 120 helicopters and approximately 9,000 personnel have been mobilized to combat the wildfires. The fires have rapidly spread eastward, approaching coastal areas, driven by strong winds and exacerbated by dry conditions. While the meteorological agency has forecast some rain for the southwest, it is expected to be minimal, with less than 5 millimeters likely to fall across most affected regions. The amount of rain is going to be small, so it doesn't look like it will significantly help in extinguishing the fire, said Lim Sang-seop, the minister of the Korea Forest Service. Experts have noted that the Yuesong fire exhibited an unusually rapid spread, attributing some of the increased fire risk to climate change, which is expected to make such incidents more frequent and severe. Higher temperatures, exacerbated by human activities, have turned dry landscapes into dangerous fire fuel, according to Climate Central, an independent body of scientists. The fatalities include a pilot who died when his helicopter crashed during firefighting efforts, and four firefighters who were trapped by fast-moving flames. While specific details about civilian casualties have not been disclosed, it is believed many of the deceased were in their 60s and 70s. Authorities suspect that human error contributed to several of the wildfires, including those ignited while clearing overgrown grass from family tombs. The blazes threatened two UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Haho Village and the Byongsan Confucian Academy, as authorities have deployed fire retardants in an effort to protect these cultural landmarks. The hardest-hit areas include Andong, Yuesong, and Sankyeong, with evacuations ordered in two villages, including Puncheon, close to the historic Haho Folk Village. Historic structures, including parts of the Gyeongsa Temple complex, have also been destroyed. Of the 30 structures in the complex, around 20 have been burned, including two designated national treasures.